Welcome to Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Balo hosts Sarah Maine on her ongoing journey of conscious confidence and gain timeless wisdom to unleash unparalleled confidence. A conscious confidence. Learn to ignite the living spark of wisdom, a new narrative for fulfillment contained in Sanskrit and the ancient, powerful, engaging, and fun conscious conversations to discover your own magnificent true self. Learn to dispel the fear shadow as Sarah provides essential knowledge about embracing change and the power of transformation. Get ready. Conscious Confidence starts now.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Conscious Confidence Radio. I'm Sarah Maine, creator of Conscious Confidence, a Timeless Wisdom, and it's wonderful to have you all along today. Today's show is all about love. Love, the not-so-secret source. And in a very practical way, love really does make the world go round. And it's the not-so-secret source. So let's take a closer look at this. Now consider how we could let the universal love flow to all. So just stop for a minute and think, okay, love makes the world go round. How can I allow universal love flow to all? Do I want to allow universal love flow to all? Maybe you don't like someone and you don't want to. But just consider from the wisdom tradition's point of view, love is universal, love is ever present. How do I allow that to keep flowing to all? So when we're talking about love, let's go back to the wisdom of the Sanskrit language, which is what I love to do because there's such wisdom and beauty in that. And it does open our mind and shine a light as to how we can see something differently, how we can clarify our thinking. And this really does help us in redefining how we approach things and the meaning that we associate with something. And it broadens and deepens our perspective. So the Sanskrit word for love is prema. Prema. You could say that now. Prema. It's like pray, as in pray, and then ma, prema. And that means love, it means affection, it means tender regard, it means predilection. And the English word predilection means a fondness or a liking or a preference for something or someone. So love, affection, tender regard, predilection, a fondness or a preference, that's prema. And notice it's not talking about that strong romantic love that we may see in the movies or that we may feel when we first meet someone or when we, quote, fall in love. It is a slightly different. Sanskrit's talking about a love, affection, tender regard, predilection, a preference. And you'll notice this is a calmer type of love. It's steadier. It's consistent. And we need to know this. We'll come back to this. Now, Sanskrit comes from these roots or seeds. So that word prema actually comes from a seed form, pre. And that means to please and to gladden, to delight, to gratify, to cheer, to comfort, to soothe, to propitiate. And that's, you know, great. So to win favor or to gain favor by doing something that delights or pleases. So imagine, just consider all that energy of pleasing, gladdening, delighting, soothing, comforting. Imagine that as a seed, and then out of that grows prema, love. So all those energies are present when we talk about prema, pure universal love. And I always think of a child who has picked some little flower, like a dandelion or something, and it's a bit broken, a bit squashed because their hands aren't very adept when they're little, and they hand you the love and say, I think you're great, you know, or I love you. And that is pure universal love in a nutshell. No judgment. Completely open. So it's not that strong, passionate love. It's that beautiful, pure, ever-present love and the simplicity of a child offering you a little flower they found on the side of the road that they've picked. is a good example. Or even when your dog, if you have a dog, looks at you, they're just radiating love, and everyone sees that and feels it and experiences it. So remember, in Sanskrit, the knowledge is pure and perfectly formed. So that description of love, prema, is pure and perfectly formed wisdom. And that's something we can always trust and always hang on to and always come back to and always refer to. So I have a fantastic story. This is called The Island Vacation. And it's in my book. It's in chapter 5 of my book, actually. And it's called The Island Vacation. So one day, all the qualities, all the attributes, and all the values went on a vacation on an island. And they were all there. So wisdom and understanding and temperance, those great qualities, sat under a palm tree and talked for hours. And then other great qualities like courage and resolution and resilience, they went on long, challenging treks and walks and climbed things. Then yet more qualities like stillness, tranquility, and peace, they gathered together and soaked up the sun and rested quietly. And then impatience and judgment and anger, they argued and stormed off as usual and debated and fought, and everyone was having a wonderful time. And then the news came of a great storm approaching and that everyone would have to evacuate the island quickly and back to the mainland. So boats were sent to bring everyone back, and everyone had to have their own boat. So one quality, one value, one attribute per boat. But the problem is someone miscounted. There was one boat short, and everyone had got onto a boat and sailed off. And love waited. And love waited for everyone to be okay and to be safe. And then love looked around for a spare boat, but there weren't any, because remember, there was one boat short. So love called out to Prosperity as Prosperity sailed by in its boat. And Prosperity and said, "Can you help me? Can you get me off the island?" And love and Prosperity said, "Sorry, my boat is full of my wealth. There's no room in it." And he sailed away. And then love called out to Vanity, and Vanity said, "Nope, can't help. Your feet are wet and muddy and you'll mess up my boat." And Vanity sailed away. Love called out to Sorrow, and Sorrow said, "No, sorry, I'm too sad to help. I need to be alone. I can't help you." And Sorrow sailed away. And then love called out to Happiness, and Happiness said, and Happiness didn't even notice that love was calling out, didn't even notice that there was any request for help. Happiness was just having such a good time in all the excitement. So this went on and on with all the boats that sped by. But love didn't judge. Love just accepted the situation, and the storm was getting worse and worse. So then love heard a voice, "Get in quick. I'll get you back to the mainland." And in the confusion, love didn't even notice who the rescuer was. So back on the mainland, love asked around to discover who his rescuer was, who was the rescuer. And wisdom came over and said, "It was time. Time rescued you. Time helped you. Only time knows the true value of love. Only time knows what love can do. Only time knows that love brings real peace, happiness, and prosperity." So what does this story mean? We miss out on love if we become too fixated on other things, on prosperity, on happiness, and on sorrow, on anything really. So prema, pure universal love, is ever present. Universal means present in all circumstances and at all times. So prema, pure universal love, is always present. So think of a parent, think of new parents looking at their newborn baby for the first time. Prema's there. Think of a couple making a lifelong commitment to each other. Think of exquisite music that makes our soul and our heart soar to another level. They're the easy ones. But what about when the music is a bit discordant and we don't like it? What about when the relationship turns out not to be lifelong? What about when that adorable baby and child grows up to be a rather unpleasant adolescent? Where's the universal love then? Did prema, universal love, check out for a while? Well, not according to the timeless wisdom traditions. Love is still there. It's just being covered up like clouds concealing the sun from the clear view. So what do we do? Give love first. Always give. Give first. Let the love flow no matter how you're actually feeling. You have to overcome that and just let the love flow. And then love will come back to you because it's a flow. Love is ever present. So let the love flow first. Take that first step. Take the responsibility and love will flow back to you. So here's a practice. At least once a day, for no reason at all, let love flow. Just let it flow. Have this experience. Let this feeling come to you of love flowing out. Relax. Fall still. Become calm, breathe deeply, and let go and allow love to flow. Consciously do that and try it every single day, at least once. You can do it when you wake up in the morning. That's a great time to do it because it's like resetting your mind and heart for the day to start from allowing love to flow. And you can only do that in the present moment. And then do it before you go to bed at night. And maybe once during the middle of the day. Try it as often as you can during the day. Try it for a week. Letting the love flow first, regardless of situations, and especially when you don't like something. That's a great time to practice. And you'll be amazed at the change and the effect that that has. So we're going to take a break soon, and after the break we come to mailbag time. So ask me your questions and ask me anything you like. And I'll tell you a bit more about conscious confidence and where you can find out more about conscious confidence, and you get to hear some Sanskrit. So remember, whilst we're taking a break, allow that love to flow for no reason at all, because pure universal love, prema, is ever present, just like the sun. And the reason sometimes we don't feel love is just simply because the clouds have come over and so-called concealed the pure universal love, the prema, which is ever, ever present. So we're going to take a break and we'll see you back soon.
Inspire. Create. Empower. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Sanskrit is not just a language to be written and spoken, but it is a doorway to gaining understanding of how we experience life and truth. Conscious Confidence is a book written by Sanskrit scholar Sarah Main. The stories Sarah shares will take you on a journey of understanding how the power of this ancient language is not only still relevant, but can truly transform your everyday life. Drawing upon the deeper meanings behind the Sanskrit words for confidence, Sarah Main outlines principles for harnessing the fourfold energy of conscious confidence, focusing, uniting, simplifying, and energizing. Not just a book, a life guide. Available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Inner Traditions. You can find all of those links on consciousconfidence.com.
TalkRadio.com. Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Conscious Confidence, a Timeless Wisdom. I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence. And in today's show, we're talking about prema, pure universal love, and letting pure universal love flow to all. And just to recap what we were talking about in the first part of the show, pure universal love is ever present. The wisdom traditions confirm this, and our own experience can confirm this. Unlike something like fear, which fear is only present when we're feeling fearful, and it can dissolve and not be present because it doesn't have any basis in real truth. Love is ever present regardless of circumstances, and that is a fundamental difference. And we can take such hope and confidence and trust and faith from that love is ever, ever present. And in the first half, we were talking about prema and allowing pure universal love to flow regardless of the circumstances. And to do that, come into the present moment, relax, take a breath, feel calm, and just let the love flow. Have that sense of love flowing and expanding as far as you can without limit. And I can guarantee that love will flow back to you as well. So love is everywhere and it's ever present. So it's mailbag time, and we have some wonderful questions that have come in. One of my listeners, and someone has read my book, has picked up on a practice that's in chapter 2 of the book. So if you get my book, Conscious Confidence, and I'll talk about that soon, in chapter 2 there's a practice, and it's called Finding Your 1-3-9 Measure. And it's all about aligning body, mind, heart, and spirit. And these are very practical ways you can actually come into alignment of your body, your mind, your heart, and your spirit. So it's finding your 1-3-9 measure. And especially at this time when we're all in lockdown around the world, finding some measure and rhythm and a structure in our day is very helpful. It's very helpful for our physical well-being and certainly for our mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being as well. So this, my reader, she says, I can do the daily meditation. I'm good at that. And I do at least 9 hours of work. I'm good at that. But she said, I don't look after the mental realm or the emotional realm very well. How do I nourish and measure and control the mental and emotional realms? And the 1-3-9 measure is referring to a way of finding balance and measure. And the one refers to 1 hour a day of meditation. So it needn't be a single period of 1 hour, but it could be 2 half-hour periods or 3 20-minute periods a day of meditation. The three refers to 3 hours a day of mental and emotional rest. So that's restful activity that is nourishing and restful and uplifting for the mind and the heart. And then the 9 is referring to work, so 9 hours of work. And then the rest of the time is taken up with housework. If I'm not mistaken, it's about 11 hours of housework and sleeping and eating and so on and so forth, washing, you know, bathing and all that sort of stuff. So 1-3-9, 1 hour of meditation, 3 hours of restful mental and emotional, restful mental and emotional activity, and 9 hours of work. So she said, I'm good at the 1 hour meditation, I'm good at the 9 hours of work, but I'm not good at 3 hours of things that are restful and uplifting for the mind and the heart. And that's every day. Now, it needn't be 3 hours in one block. It could be spread out through the day. So let's just look at that. That means 3 hours of things that you enjoy doing. It could be singing, it could be dancing, it could be art, it could be studying scripture or wisdom or uplifting things like this. It could be a gentle walk where you feel out in nature, where you feel your heart and your soul just feeding and being refreshed and having a rest. beautiful music, either playing and singing beautiful music or listening to beautiful music. If you like craft and art and those sorts of things, it's creating something beautiful. If you like doing woodwork, it's just endless, really, the possibility. The important thing is that it's things that give you rest, that uplift you, that nourish you, that refresh you, that inspire you. Imagine giving yourself that gift of 3 hours a day where you do that sort of thing. A colleague of mine, it's in my book, a colleague of mine many years ago tried it. He's a very data-driven kind of guy. And he heard about this and he thought, all right, I'm going to give this a go. We were teaching at the time. He's not anymore, but we were teaching at the time. And he gave it a go in a very scientific method. For 8 weeks over a long summer school holiday, he tried absolutely in a disciplined way, 1-3-9, and he said it was absolutely fantastic and marvelous. He felt utterly refreshed. He got heaps done. What amazed him was how much time he had every day. He loved it, and he couldn't wait to get back to it. He said it was fantastic. So this question is really marvelous and fantastic to point out this three-hour gift that we can give ourselves. And, you know, you can do this with your family. And now, obviously, children may not necessarily want to be doing things for 3 hours a day, but some element in the day, the important thing is to start even just for 10 minutes or half an hour of something you just love to do where you just relax and almost time stops. Could be painting, could be singing, could be going for a beautiful walk, could be listening to some music, reading something that you really enjoy and that's uplifting and restful and refreshing and nourishing. Could be contemplation of something, studying something. I don't know. The list is endless. But start somewhere and build up to the 3 hours. You know, even just an hour a day, you would find transforms your day and your stress levels and the amount of energy that's released, that you'll suddenly find where you normally feel tired, you're actually refreshed and rested and inspired and full of energy and vitality just through even 1 hour a day. And it takes discipline to do this, but it is a certain measure of energy and it's well worth trying. So I hope that helps. Give it a go. Start small and build up. And another question I've had is, how does mindfulness, focus, confidence, values, and the FUSE program relate to children? Well, it very much relates to children. And I taught children for 30 years. And all these things that I've put in my book are tested in my teaching career. And I can trust me, they work. Children can be naturally present, but as they get a bit older, it's easy to just bring them back to what they're doing. So turn the music off, have no other distractions, and let them just settle with what they're doing. It's very important that children experience that, because when they get older and like we all have in this sort of chattering mind starts up, they have a connection to the present moment, and that's so important and so powerful. So giving them that experience every day of an activity where they can just rest and have deep absorption in it, it could be writing or colouring in, it can be something simple, and ideally something with their hands rather than on a computer screen where they're absorbed in an essentially passive activity, but something where they're engaged in a more direct and tactile way is very, very powerful. And these things are enormously strengthening and anchoring for a child and can give them great confidence and connection to great values as well. I could talk more about this, and I will. I'll address this further in other shows, because it's so important for children that they have good habits around this, and it sets the foundation for real, true confidence, lasting confidence and self-assurance in themselves, because it brings them back to that connection in themselves. So thank you for that question. And if you want to know more about conscious confidence and using the wisdom of Sanskrit to find clarity and success, go and read my book. It's available on Amazon, at Barnes & Noble and at my website, consciousconfidence.com. So if you want to know more about conscious confidence, go to my website, consciousconfidence.com. You can get my book there. And you can find out more about conscious confidence. And there's a link there to all my podcasts, previous shows. And also I'm on YouTube, and there's also magazine articles that I've written about all of this. And there's a blog that you can read, because there's lots of interesting information there. And also on my website, consciousconfidence.com, there's a freebie, which is a two-video episode and some worksheets on designing your own alignment guide. And it's around this 139 principle of nourishing the body, mind, heart, and spirit. And that's how we come into alignment. And I'm on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And if you go to Facebook and Instagram, it's Conscious Confidence Sarah Main. Conscious Confidence Sarah Main, S-A-R-A-H-M-A-N-E. I'm there, and drop me a line, post a question to me. I'd love to have your questions. And also you can drop me an email, info@consciousconfidence.com, and that's on my website, links straight through, and I'd love to receive your emails. So do get in touch, drop me a line, ask me any questions you like. And go to my website, consciousconfidence.com, and learn more about conscious confidence and how the wisdom of Sanskrit can help you. And for my next shows coming up, I can't say more, but I've got some special guests coming up, and we're going to have some wonderful conversations about confidence and things that are important to them that they have discovered in their life. So there's some special guests coming up in my next few shows. And so remember, the wisdom in Sanskrit and the wisdom traditions have your back. They believe in you. They know you are in truth, pure, perfect, and complete. They know you are whole. They know you are enough. They know you are limitless and universal. Your being is limitless and universal. So remember that, because that is a great comfort to us, and you can take absolute faith and have absolute trust in this. So I have some Sanskrit for you, and it's a beautiful prayer, and I think it's the perfect prayer for this time and place that we find ourselves in, and it's the universal prayer for all. May all be happy. May all be free of disease. May all see what is uplifting. May no one suffer misery of any sort. May peace and peace and peace be everywhere. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramaya, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kashchid Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. So keep well, stay safe, and remember prema, pure universal love is ever present, and let it flow to all. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to Conscious Confidence with Sarah Main. Join us next month on Transformation Talk Radio for more timeless wisdom with Sarah's exciting and innovative approach to living. Discover more joy, freedom, and step into your limitless potential. For more information on Sarah Main and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit sarahmain.com.